out.
Yeah.
One moment.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I talked to Senator Eastman and Maruska about the matter you wanted me to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Eastman, of course, went right along. No difficulty whatsoever with him. Got together with Maruska. At first, he was a little uppity about the matter. He indicated that he thought the Department of Justice showing him the file had been shown a sworn signed statement on Nichols, but that he frankly felt that although he respected the FBI, that we had not gone far enough to determine whether or not the facts were the truth, rather than just accepting the man's word. I told him he was wrong, the Department of Justice should have shown him the complete file, that the corollary investigation in connection with the Bobby Baker matter, the applicant investigation of this man, the check of his internal revenue files in connection with the applicant investigation, clearly showed there was nothing at all wrong with the man. He said, well, why can't we call the informant and put him on the witness stand? Calmed down considerably, and he said, well, what's your personal opinion? I said, based upon the entire investigation, the man is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a fine character, and our investigation proves that. He said, well, that's good enough for me. He said, I'll clear him as far as we're concerned. Senator Eastman indicated that he'd call a meeting of the Judiciary Committee right away, and they'd go ahead and prove it. There's no dissension or question from any other member of the committee. These were the only two men involved. Matter is handled, Mr. President. I want to report back.
Did you take the letter from the Justice and yours to give with them or just talk to them?
No, sir. I took both letters.
Good.
And they both have them on file, except Haruska gave his back. He didn't read it. Mm-hmm. He just took my personal opinion, but Eastman kept his.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, and you point out this all happened before the guy ever got in the office.
Well, that's not correct.
It's not?
No, sir, Mr. President. He was in office about a month and a half or 2 months. But he, of course, knew nothing about all this. But he was in office.
Well, Walter told me that that's what the record showed, I thought.
No, sir.
Maybe I misunderstood him.
The record shows he came in February, and this information was received in May of 61. So he had been in office about a couple of months.
But anyway, you've got it all straightened out.
I have it all straightened out, and the man's appointment should be definitely confirmed this week.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Deacon.